Oh, you're depressed? Oh, you want to end it all? There's nothing to live for? Do the Wordle. There's something to live for every single day. Like, we have the cure for depression, okay? It only cures it for about two minutes. And I cannot help you after that. I don't get paid for that.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'm a professional analyzer. Now, along with my entrepreneur in a kit system that you can buy for $49.99 plus $9.99 shipping and handling, and my social media in a can for $49.99 plus $99, I am also a professional breakdown artist. I'll break down any video, I'll watch it professionally, I'll let you know what I think. $49.99 plus $99 shipping and handling.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, boy! Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the beautiful co-host of this goddamn show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. All right. We've avoided talking about this for the entire commercial break history, but now we're going to talk about it just for once. Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh.
Maybe we've mentioned her once or twice,
yeah,
but I don't
think
so.
I think we did.
So, am I getting this right, that the Sunday separation from 4 days visit return to Paris enjoying local cuisine? Am I getting this right that she was, like, engaged, or the person who helped her murder her mother, kill her mother, they were in, like, a long-term romantic relationship while they were in jail or while she was in jail, and then they got engaged, and then she broke it off with him, and then she started another relationship with another person after she got out of jail, and now they're broken up, and now she's back getting matching tattoos with the boyfriend she had right before she got out of jail.
Oh, I don't know, but
I don't
that
know either.
Sounds right, I guess.
But, you know, I'm reading a lot of shitty comments on the internet, you know, listen. The chances of this woman ever having a normal relationship that goes as it does, you know, for some of us, is 0.0. Give her a fucking break.
Yeah.
She didn't exactly have the greatest of modeling as a child, and certainly no normal relationship at all in the first however many years of her life. Give the girl a break. Let her do her thing. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
People.
People. Settle the fuck down. It's like y'all are on Next Door app for Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Leave it alone. That poor goddamn girl. She's been through enough in her life. Now she needs some internet trolls talking about how she's a hussy because she's going back and forth between men. She is a hero. She killed the woman who tortured her for years. Leave her be. It's goddamn enough. I'm being serious. Why? Why are we all upset about Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Gypsy Rose and her bows. Gypsy Rose and her bows.
People
we
are
don't
always
really
gonna
care.
Be upset.
I know. People make the biggest drama out of almost nothing, like we do on this show all the time. But this is different because I'm in the right and you're in the wrong. So there you go. Don't leave her alone. This poor girl, just like she just needs to do whatever she
live
needs to
life.
Do to sort her wild oats, because there's a lot of wild oats going on in that head of hers. I can't even imagine. This Munchausen by proxy syndrome is like insanity. It's insanity. And, you know, she went through it, went through one of the worst cases of Munchausen ever recorded or ever known about. And now she's out of a long jail sentence where she served her time. She did her deed. She did the do. And now leave her alone. Who cares who she's with? It doesn't really matter. And like I said, she has zero good modeling to go after in her personal life. So yeah, there's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way. First of all, you know, I know Gypsy has been seeking out media attention. She's been out there in the media, right? But that, I think that's just kind of like the top off the steam kettle, so to speak. The truth is, this girl is going to have a long road to any kind of normalcy whatsoever, after years of being in jail, being vindicated and all this, and being kind of, you know, a flag bearer for heroes and independence and taking your life back and doing the right thing and leaving shitty situations, as she rightfully should. Now leave her alone. Who cares who she's getting tattoos with? Do you think, and if anybody paid attention to my love life over the last 30 years, you'd be surprised at some of the things I did how many times I went back to this person or that person or whatever under worse circumstances. Munchausen by girlfriend. That's what I was going through.
Yeah.
Munchausen by girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
People just, they don't have anything better to do.
No, they don't. They really don't. Write bad TCB reviews and bust on Gypsy Rose and her bows. And I just don't even knows why we goes like this. You know what I'm saying? It's my little...
little prose for the day.
It's my little prose. Gypsy Rose and her bows, and no one knows how it goes when you have a little prose from your TCB bros. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
there you go. All right. In the can. I just thought I had to mention that. I see people making shitty comments online about this whole situation, and I'm like, really? 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 I mean, just take 1 minute in that pea-sized brain of yours and think about how terrible the entirety of this life's woman up until recently has probably been. And then go give her a fucking break. Let her have a boyfriend or two. Who cares?
Yeah.
Imagine someone going around watching your life 24 hours a day and who you were with and what you did. I can guarantee none of us would pass the muster test with the internet because the internet is full of children. And I don't mean real children. There's that too. But I mean like, you know, full-grown men children.
Man-child?
Yeah, man-children who just feel like they need to just, you know... If it has to do with a female, they have 10 things to say about it. And now, I'm guilty of this too sometimes. I'm sure I'm not completely absolved of my, you know, somewhere in my head misogyny, right? But, or patriarchal thinking. But at the end of the day, anytime a woman says something on the internet, on Instagram, on something, it's followed by at least 10%, usually more like 20 or 30%. Men children going out there and saying terrible things for no reason whatsoever, except seems to make other people feel bad. And it's so shitty. So brave of you to be behind that keyboard. So brave of you. How brave that must be. You woke up this morning. Your mommy made you breakfast. You took off your Super Ruse underwear and then you went behind your computer. And mommy will make you lunch soon. Don't worry about it.
That's why you don't read the comments.
You never read the comments. Mm-hmm. Gypsy Rose, never read the comments. Mm-hmm. There's a little piece of advice from the TCB family, because if you read the comments, it's a state of instant and constant depression.
Yeah.
These two really do think they are funny. It's going to be my favorite review for the rest of my life. It really is. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of original thinking out there when it comes to trolling, but this one was a good one. These two really do think they are funny. And yes, we do, by the way, think
we laugh at each other.
Yeah. I'm so mad about something else I read on the internet, which is, you know, I've been doing this intermittent fasting for about 6 years now. So, and I've lost a lot of weight doing intermittent fasting, actually.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people do. It works for a lot of people. You'll plateau eventually, but then you just go more extreme. Then you just starve yourself even more. But it's worked for me, and it seems to put a little extra pep in my step, and I feel good, and I don't feel bloated all day long and, you know, heavy belly and all that other
There's
stuff.
There's a lot of science behind it.
There was. Oh. Until some assholes came along, and now they've decided intermittent fasting is terrible for you also, which I'm having a hard time believing. You know, I just read this article like 3 weeks ago from this Italian doctor who's been studying all of these Italian, mainly women, who are living well into their hundreds, and this one village where everyone's living into their hundreds, mm-hmm. and they still smoke cigarettes, and they still, you know, drink wine, and they still do this, and they're not, you know, long-distance runners or super athletes or anything. They're just living their life, and they're not eating the Mediterranean diet. But what they do what they do is they fast. That's kind of part of the culture over there, is that they're doing fasting, so they're reducing their caloric intake to put less stress on the cells in their body. And his theory right now is that that has something to do with how long that they're living.
Could be.
And so he shared that his hypothetus is that basically, you know, by eating less, you stress the body less. And then by stressing the body less, your cells are younger. You live longer mm-hmm. because your cells aren't always constantly in this state of, you know, processing food and all this other shit. I got all excited about that because I'm like, that's great. I'm here for it.
Validated.
You know, my most recent child, I'll be 97 when they graduate kindergarten. So I'm like, you know. Yeah. If I can at least see them live through kindergarten, then I feel like I've done a good job. I've shepherded them through the most important part of their lives, which is the first 4 years. Trust me, I know this. And I got all excited about that. To then read 3 days later that intermittent fasting is now bad for you because it puts your body in some state of, you know, caloric shutdown or something. And you're going to die. And I was like, God damn, can anything be sacred? Is there anything sacred?
No.
Do we know anything about anything?
No.
No.
There's
of course we don't.
There's always going to be a counter argument to everything.
I know.
Like.
But
so,
why?
Go what works for you.
Yeah, and why can't the people who have the counter argument to the things I think are good? Why can't they just shut up? That's all I got. I mean, you know.
Well, maybe you should write
Why can't I live in a wind tunnel? Where's my truth social for intermittent fasting? That's what I want to know. I just want to live on my own, knowing nothing else. That's all I want to do. I just want to know what I know and that and like what I like and just be on with it. But no, conflicting reports and science, quote unquote. Science. With air quotes.
Yeah, just you just don't read it.
Well, that's your solution. And I just find out I have a hard time. I'm so curious about everything that I have to go looking around for other shit. Chrissy's like, I'm like, hey, Chrissy, did you read about all this bad stuff? She's like, no, I didn't hear about that. I'm like, you didn't hear about that? The world's blowing up. Stuff's on fire. Trees are jumping off cliffs. It's the whole world's in panic. You didn't even read about that? No, but I got this inspirational quote of the day. You want to hear it? And I'm like, how do you not know about this? And she's like, I just don't read it. And I'm like, that must be nice.
I like to skim the top stories of the day and then mourn for a minute.
Mourn.
All of the bad things that are happening and what I can help out with and then go on.
Yeah.
And read my nice news of the day and my inspirational quotes.
It must be nice. It must be nice. Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
But I know you're not ignorant. But I'm saying, you know, ignorance of all the bad stuff must be nice. I did have one friend tell me. I think it was around when the whole New Orleans thing was going down with Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
I got really bummed out. Mm-hmm. I got really bummed out. I was really upset about the whole situation.
That was awful.
Yeah, just watching it all unfold in real time, screaming at the television, screaming at the politicians, screaming at everybody else. You know, I was just like, I just felt so helpless and a little bit hopeless. And I think that was right around 2000. When did that happen, Katrina? 2004?
That sounds about right.
Okay. So, yeah. Maybe a little bit later then, 2005. I don't know. I don't want to get it wrong. But anyway, it was just not very long after 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like, we're still very much processing 9/11. But then Katrina was like, the war will be televised. It was all on TV. Even the TV anchors were like, please help. And I got sort of pressed. And so I was talking to my friend and I'm like spitting out all these facts and statistics and why don't they do this and why don't they? And he said, you know what, dude? I said, what? He goes, I can help you instantaneously. I can help you with all this depression you're feeling around this. Turn off the TV. And I was like, what?
Yes.
How do you do that? Then you get in, then I'm not going to know. And he's like, that's exactly the point.
Exactly right.
He's like, you are helpless. You can't go down to New Orleans right now. It's a floating disaster. Like, you can't go down there physically. He's like, so just turn off the TV. And I thought to myself, that doesn't work. That never works. I turned off the TV. It worked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm cured. Look at that. I feel so much better.
I did help clean up a school down there in New Orleans after Katrina.
Yeah, I did a couple fundraising things around Katrina here locally that the money was supposedly down
so
there.
You do what you can do.
Yeah, probably bought the guy a new truck or something, the guy who put the fundraiser together a new truck. But, you know, I'm putting together a fundraiser to buy myself a new truck so I can go down to Hurricane Katrina. And then when the oil spill happened.
Oh, you and I really we organized a group.
That's right. We had 10 or 15 people show up at a local restaurant. We held a meeting. Quickly, everyone disagreed on exactly what was supposed to happen, and I handed the reins over to someone else. I was like, fuck you. People couldn't even agree to do the right thing. They were like, you know, everyone was like, I was like, okay, let's, you know, this is what we should do. Shouldn't we take a vote on whether or not we should take a vote on whether or not we should vote on this is the right thing to do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Like, this is why I started this group. Did you start this group or is this group a collective? Let's vote on whether or not we should take a vote on the collective. And I got so frustrated by the end of the meeting. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to send my money. I'm just going to send my money to an organization that's already
that
there. It was such a frustrating experience. It really was, because everyone, no one could agree on even the simplest of things. And so then I started the meeting with an open mind and an open heart. You know, here's a couple of ideas.
Wanting to help.
Yeah, here's a couple of ideas we have. We think we can help. Let's see if we could plan out some of these ideas.
Wait one second there. You're just helping Big Oil around the back door by using gas to get down to...
And I was like, okay, you got a, like a super flying machine that doesn't use energy or something that we can get down there?
Well, I don't, but we should really think about this. Let's think about it and take a vote.
And I was like, oh my God, guys, come on. Let's just get together and do something. That's all I wanted to do was do something. And no one wanted to do anything except for sit around and talk about how we shouldn't have a leader of the group. And I'm like, we've already wasted 3 hours. This is the most frustrating experience I've ever been a part of.
You probably shouldn't get into politics.
No. I abhor authoritarianism, but that's probably what I end up being. I'd be like, that's all I'd want to do. It's just, well, let's just do it my way. Let's just do it my way and damn everybody else. I can see how easy it is as a politician or a leader to just get authoritarian real quick, like my way or the highway. Because if you ask everybody for their opinion, which is how democracy works, but if you ask everybody for their opinion, then you're really just, you know, no one's going anywhere quickly because everyone has different opinions. It's like it being on the, it's a lot like being on the internet. You go on there and you think, oh, everyone's going to be on board with this one. And then you read the comment section and you're like, wow, there are a lot of fucking ignorant human beings out here. And this is really dissatisfying to me. I mean, honestly, I do applaud, like, I don't think politics is a particular, I think it's it can be a noble profession. I'm not sure that in 2024, it's a noble profession to serve the people and all that stuff. But I don't understand how they get anything done. If they don't get anything done. Well, that's just the answer right there. They don't get anything done. But it's so frustrating to organize people in a way that is equitable and makes sense. So when people do it correctly, I really am impressed by that. I really
am. That's true. It takes a skill.
Yeah. I'm too fussy to be a politician, if I'm being honest. I think I'd just be irritated at everybody.
Also, there's just way too many things from your past that would prevent you from being...
I don't know. No, let's think about that one,
true.
Chrissy. Yeah, let's think about
that
one.
That's now.
Yeah, I do not own, you know, large pieces of real, you know, and let's not even get into it, but there are some things in my past. Yes, I've done a lot of drugs. I've had a lot of different jobs. I've been in a lot of different dalliances. You know, there's a lot of stuff to talk about if I was to be a politician. But I, after the last 5 years of American politics, I'm not sure that anything disqualifies me anymore.
I agree.
I can think of a lot worse things that other people have supposedly done, and they're still sitting in office, running for office, or hoping to be in office at some point in the future. So, listen, I think all bets are off, all cards are on the table.
I think
so. If you want to make a difference, get stinking rich doing nothing. But, you know, politics is your game. That's what I got to say.
Get into AI.
John Stewart's so right about AI. It does nothing, but it'll be, you know, it's ready to take over the world next Thursday. And, you know, oh, I don't, oh,
is
hey,
that Frankie?
Hey,
is that
Frankie B. It's Frankie B. It's my mom because I have my mom on the emergency call,
yes.
You know, so it comes through no matter what. And probably 3 episodes a week, my mom calls while I'm recording, even though I've told her, please don't, if it's not an emergency, please don't call during these hours. It's like Juan. Juan and my mom are on the same schedule. No. As soon as I start recording, they have to be right in front of my face making noise. Blue, Juan, my mom, and the kids.
Add them to the list.
That's what it is. That's right. So why don't I take this phone call from my mom? And then when we get back, I got a special one for you. It's Friday, so we're doing video breakdowns as seen on TV, Chrissy. And today we're bringing back a favorite from the audience. And a favorite
a fan
of ours.
Favorite.
A fan favorite. And I found a video I think blows the balls off of anything else we've done from this particular human being. And I'll share with you who that is after these words.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
All right, real quick, I just wanted to mention before we get into the meat and potatoes today, neilbrennan.com and his brand new Netflix special. Please go watch it. It's available now. And thanks, Neil, again for coming on the show. And now I just read that Paul Scheer is up for a Webby Award for Best Podcast. And of course, he's going to win it because Paul wins every, you know, he's like Mr. Podcast America.
He is.
I wish he would just share a little bit of that with us.
Well, you know, maybe we'll talk to him. Yeah, maybe it'll kind of rub off on us.
Can we be the best podcast selected by the guy who won the best podcast? Is that like, can he donate half of his award to us? Is it something you can pass down?
We can ask.
I will ask. I'll go on his Instagram and ask him. I'll text him just like you did.
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, you did. I said, thanks for being on the show. It was so great. And he said, I had a great time.
I had a great time, says his production assistant.
His social media
His social media manager. All right. Adam the Liar Lyons is someone we have reviewed many times on this show. Adam is an internet personality who has reinvented himself many times over, but one thing that remains steadfast is that Adam is a PUA, a pickup artist, and he talks with other pickup artists, and he thinks he's the queen's shit. I mean, this guy has never done anything wrong in his life. He's an internet marketer. He's a pickup artist. He's a polyamory,
expert.
He can talk about it. He's an entrepreneur. He'll teach you how to be a great entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. He'll teach you how to get your social media to a 10 from a 2. This guy does everything. I think he does wherever the money goes, is that's where Adam becomes an expert. And he's desperately trying to, you know, get his bag. Fine. Cool. No problem. So are we. But Adam is a dipshit. And so anything he does is a lot of fun to review because he's so dumb. I mean, the guy is just honestly, actually, he's not dumb. He speaks rather intelligently, but he's dumb. He's like one of those dumb, intelligent people that you know, where they like can speak really, like me. They speak really well. They got the words, but they don't really say anything. There's not anything coming out behind there. So Adam gets together on his podcast and he's doing a show, this video we're going to review. He's doing a show with two other PUAs that we have reviewed and now his one wife. So his one wife. Remember a year ago?
Yeah, he was on ITV or what, the British show that we would watch, and he had his two wives.
Yeah, all of a sudden he was a polyamory expert, and you know, this is how you do it, and this is how you get
so
it.
So he lost one.
He lost one of them. Actually, I'm not even sure this was one of them. This girl was one of them. But they're doing a show together now. It's like Ask the Dating Coach or something, and they're bringing on two other completely foibled and dumb PUA artists that we've also reviewed on this show in the past, and I think this is good fodder for the commercial break. This might be a two-banger, Chrissy. We might have to do two episodes on this, but let's see how it goes. Let's see how much of Adam we can take in one sitting before we make any promises. All right, let me pull it up there. Okay, so without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do, and up came Adam the Liar Lyons. Here he is on his podcast, Ask the Dating Coach.
Welcome to Ask the Dating Coach. I'm your host, Adam Lyons, and I am joined by my co-host.
Hi, I am Eve Lyons. I am the wife of this beautiful Adam Lyons.
Excellent. And we have two.
Wow.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thanks for talking. Now, shut up. I am the coach. I am the A-wife. Is she like Swedish or she sounds Russian? Huh?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Incredible. Hosts with us today, guest hosts. We are joined, obviously, by the wonderful
Lloyd Dixon from The Single Guy, partners with Adam Lyons, and happy to be here.
And lastly,
wow, what an original name, The Single Guy. The Single Guy. You know who I want to take dating advice from? The single guy.
Yeah.
The very special guest, the original pickup artist, one of the first dating coaches ever to exist in America.
Not true. Untrue. Not true at all. No, he's not. I don't know what you're talking about, but we have reviewed this guy before.
Mr. Vince Kelvin.
Wow. Yeah.
Vince. Dude. The man.
Good old Vince.
I mean, whoa.
Yeah.
His look is
79
something.
Years old and still wearing a mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is old. I mean, he is old, objectively. And he's still wearing that dumb mohawk is the first time we saw him 600 episodes ago.
Such an honor to have you here today, bro. Like, it's so cool. So for those of you guys that don't know, we could argue that the grandfather of pickup artistry dating cigar.
The grand dame.
The king poo-poo of pickup artists is Mr. Kelvin Fancy Pants. The grandfather. That's exactly what he is. He's the grandfather. He's old enough to be all of our grandfathers. And still wearing a red-stained mohawk.
Yeah.
Or the original system was speed seduction. And you were one of the first people
speed seduction. In other words, come up fast enough, hit them with enough bullshit,
yeah.
Then try and kiss them. That's what it is. I've seen this guy's videos. He basically attacks women on the street, and it's really disarming and alarming. Alarming and disarming for the women.
Back in the day, right?
Back in the days, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. When was this roughly, like in terms of decades?
In terms of decades.
What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. Was it 2 decades ago? Was it the 70s, the 80s? Oh, Adam.
That was even before the millennium. We're talking 97, 98.
A whole 22 Whoa. Years ago. Yeah. he's not the first pickup artist.
No.
Old?
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you look great, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta show me your skin routine.
So, what I love...
Oh, look at her. She's hitting on him, winking at him. Yeah, she's attracted to him. Well, she's attracted to Adam. I'm sure this is a step up. Yeah, he's 52 years older and wearing a mohawk. It smells like yesterday's garbage. But it's better than Adam.
About Vint, and I've been saying this for ages. There's a lot of people on the internet arguing, like, who's good at dating? Like, who's the best dating coach? Who's great? And nowadays, like, you know, 2023, everyone's saying it's about social status,
even
money.
Even Adam is no...
he's no Vince.
Well, no, yeah. I was going to say, he's not immune to also people saying who's the best, all the comments.
That's
the
right.
Internet comments.
Yeah, I can guarantee Adam reads every one of them. Yeah.
Looks, you know, Vince knows we've been through this cycle, right? That was the early 2000s.
Yep.
Early 2000s. It was about money, good looks, social status.
Interesting. Full circle, huh?
Yeah, previous to that.
Interesting. A full circle. I learned yesterday in my English classes.
Everyone knew it was more about how you say things, the way you come across. When we go into past 2003, 2004, 2007, people knew it wasn't about money, status, good looks. It was about how you say things. So we go in these cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in the new cycle of everyone believes it's all about this. What I love about you, Vince, and
everyone believes it's all about this. It's a new cycle. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. Adam's trying to get something else to pawn off on women. This video has over 2,000 views.
No insult here, but you are not the stereotypical, you know, beach boy, you know, muscular, ab wearing.
Either are you,
no,
Adam.
I was going to say, are most pickup artists like that? None of the ones that we've seen are like that.
I haven't seen one beefy, bulky dude yet. They're all like,
they don't need schemes.
Yeah, I feel like most of these guys are like hentai collectors. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, you don't have that look. You know, and then other people will say it's about age, you know, and you are definitely over like 28.
He is just throwing compliments at this guy.
Like, Adam's throwing dropping
the grandfather.
Bombs.
Also, you're so old. Well,
you're
you
very
don't
ugly.
Look good. Yeah.
You're old. You're
you
ugly. How do you do it? Because I'm getting there and I want to know.
Right? Like you're older than that. And so you stand against everything that everyone believes is what's needed now.
That's kind of been my thing throughout the years, you know? Like, as a shorter man, I dated women who were super, super tall.
Oh, well, then that says it all.
Such insightful commentary going on right now. Adam's debating who the original pickup artist is, what cycle we're in, and he's telling us how he's short but dated tall women.
Yeah.
That tells me everything I need to know.
That's
all my single woes are cured.
You know, I wanted to defy the odds and undo all false notions.
I think your hair's defying the odds,
with the hair, yeah. You might have been the same height with the tall women.
Imagine his bedhead.
stereotypes.
Yeah, which I love. And for those of you guys that don't know, like, I have literally witnessed this man, and you can too. You can go on YouTube, you can watch him. He makes out with women 20 years younger than you that are gorgeous, that you meet on the street within how long of meeting them?
Within how long of meeting them? Give me an answer.
How long? 5, 10?
It's an average of 52 weeks.
The proof is there online, Brian.
It's all on there. I mean, you can go watch it.
It's proof.
Oh, Adam's so happy to have this guy on. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but Adam has a man boner over this dude.
He does.
And I've seen the guy's videos. It is not great. He is assaulting women almost, basically.
Super fast. It can happen super fast.
And it's just incredible because I don't care what you think in life. You just have to watch this guy in like... And how many videos do you have of you doing makeouts? Like, honestly.
How fast do you do it? How many videos do you have?
Did he research this guy at all?
Oh.
he doesn't know.
Adam wakes up and this guy has a picture of this guy in his mirror. And he's like, you can do it, Adam. You can be just like Kelvin.
You know, I count about 5,000.
Whoa!
Yep.
5,000
videos? 5,000 videos? No. Hand-authored manuscripts. What do you think? What do you think Kelvin's running around doing?
Implemented, I'm still counting. We're still digging new ones all the time. I don't think that it's 5,000, but it's...
I don't think it's 5,000, actually. I make a little bit of a lie. It's more like 50, but, you know, go find out for yourself.
It's so significant, it's ridiculous.
Is it over 10?
Yeah, I feel like...
He can do it all, folks. Adam the Lion.
Adam, he's in control.
I amuse myself to look back, you know?
Yeah.
this girl, what is going on with her?
I don't know.
He gave her some opium before she came on or something.
Yeah, it's in... The quantity of saliva exchange.
Oh,
sexy.
Gross.
Moisty.
You can start a new calling.
Can you make sure you speak a bit closer to the mic, please? See that second.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you
in.
Yeah.
Perfect. See, despite all the kissing, I'm too far from the mic.
Exactly. Can you describe again what those kisses contained?
I'm going to describe it differently other than the saliva. My favorite part of kissing is the anticipation. It's when you still don't know if it's going to happen or not. And sometimes it's even greater than a kiss. Non-kissing or like, no, will it happen or not? I always said seduction, real seduction, the essence of it is very feminine. And it's a...
The essence
of the anticipation of kissing my mouth with all the cavities and saliva. And I forgot to brush my teeth this morning. You will love it. Nothing like a Kelvin Belvin is what I call it, is when I stick my tongue and lick the top of the roof of your mouth.
So weird.
Oh my God.
The option. Will it be? It might not be. That's the best part of it. Once it is, once it has been, you know, I mean.
You heard it here. It's Schrodinger's makeout from Vince Kelvin. That's 100% what this is. We are going to have a very interesting topic today, guys. And for everybody who is watching at home.
And the other guy who joined them, the other pickup artist, has not even been introduced.
Nope. Everything's focused on Kelvin.
He's huge. The topic is Jada Smith, which is Will Smith's wife, supposedly.
That's all she's famous for.
Well, no, she was an actress in her own right, obviously. She was also an actress. But for this specific subject, we know
why
this is important.
That's all she's famous for.
What is going on in this clown show? Oh, I love it. I'm so interested.
She just came out and said that as far as she's concerned, her and her husband, Will Smith, have been separated for 6 years.
Boom.
Is that during the entanglement thing that she was talking about?
Boom! Podcast in a can!
Well, apparently so, but this is where this gets interesting. That means when he said to Chris Rock, get my wife's name out your damn mouth, and then he hit Chris at the Oscars, which caused him to retroactively lose his Academy Award and be banned from the Academy.
Is this TMZ or are we doing Ask the Dating Coach?
Know,
what's going
right?
on here?
He was defending his wife as far as he was concerned, but she didn't perceive them being married during that moment.
Yeah, so it sounds like he was trying to...
Mind blown!
I don't see anybody asking a question either.
There's nobody asking a question because there's nobody listening to this stupid fucking show. Just like us.
Like, win her back or something, or he maybe felt like they weren't together, so he was trying to overcompensate, right?
Now, do you remember the exact scenario of what happened, like play by play? Because I watched it and I've analyzed it over and over.
Yeah.
I'm a professional analyzer. Now, along with my entrepreneur in a kit system that you can buy for $49.99 plus $9.99 shipping and handling, and my social media in a can for $49.99 plus $99, I am also a professional breakdown artist. I'll break down any video. I'll watch it professionally. I'll let you know what I think. $49.99 plus $99 shipping and handling.
I did a breakdown, I think, on my Instagram, but I think you did one too. That was a bit better.
Yeah, so for me, here was the steps. Chris made a joke about her.
Oh,
her
my God.
Which causes her to lose hair.
Why are they analyzing this?
Because what they're going to get into is the relationship part of this. And so what Adam is doing now is he's prepping us all for his ingenious analyzation of what happened during the Oscars.
And Will laughed. Then Will looks at her. She gives him a look like, this isn't funny. Will reacts visibly, getting angry, and then starts getting aggressive with Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. So initially, Will's initial reaction was not to defend her. His reaction to her facial expression was, I'm going to step in and do something because I'm being made to feel that I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
So the question here is, how do we feel about the fact that this woman is now saying, oh yeah, we weren't even together then?
That's everybody's wanted to know exactly what Adam's thinking about this, and now we have an opportunity to hear it right on our own show. I'm so excited. Adam, tell us more.
I mean, she could be lying too, you know? Like, if someone says that they're like, maybe she's just justifying her behavior after the fact. Like, maybe she didn't act very good, and now she's just saying that they're separated because, like, hey, well, you know, if I was doing all of this other stuff, then it's okay. But I know they've openly admitted that they've been in an open thing for pretty much since they've been married, I think. So I don't know why she feels the need to say that they're separated, if that was also the case. I don't know.
I've got a theory on why she feels the need to
say
it.
Here it comes. Here comes the knowledge. He's about to drop the bomb, Chrissy. Is everybody ready?
What's his theory?
I'm going to say in a minute, but I want to see, what do you guys think about this?
I think she's grabbing for attention. I think, you know, job is slow, right? There is not much acting. I haven't seen anything from her, basically, right?
So. People, she's been in a ton of stuff. God.
Coming from a woman who's starring to an Ask the Dating Coach with Adam and the other guy.
Bad PR is still PR, right? So, you know, in my opinion, right? Because again, even if that's true, right? Who cares? 7 years, 6 years, separate. Why drag it through the press? Especially it's been happening for so many years, basically, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Vince, what do you think?
Drag what through the press? The fact that someone got slapped live on national television between two of the most, you know, prominent actors and comedians of our time? That was made for the press, lady.
You know, we're all very adorable because we're still not that far from having been little kids. So I think this, an element that's probably very childish, like, I got hurt and now I want to hurt you.
Yeah.
That's typical, right?
Yeah.
That's typical. I mean, speaking to you as somebody who's married 5 times.
It keeps getting better.
So you're super successful.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to take dating advice from.
Yeah.
And two, I do the same sometimes. We feel hurt and we go like, I hate you in any way you mean. So we were not even together. So I may be off with that, but I perceive it as a very, like, non-mature response.
A cry for attention?
Maybe.
Okay. You're definitely the most qualified person to talk about it. You know?
Yeah,
exactly. So many marriages under your belt, you know. So
many marriages, plenty divorces, of children, you know, plenty of makeouts. I love that. You never said that.
Plenty of children, plenty of makeouts.
This is like The View for...
it really is.
This is the pure viewer. Like The View for emotionally stunted human beings.
What is happening?
just keeping to the fact.
God, no?
So here's my belief. I actually agree with you. I think she's not really doing much in the media in terms of like her career. But anytime she talks about their relationship in a controversial way, she gets in the media. She gets in the news. Like, we just saw a moment, like, if you ever follow Logan Paul, I think Logan Paul is amazing from his marketing skills. Which I'm
oh, yeah. The, anybody Logan who worships Paul. Logan Paul has got to be right on the top of things.
Impressed with. He will often do a publicity stunt and then afterwards explain how it was pre-scripted, how he planned it out, and he knows he gets eyeballs. So he's about to go into a new fight against the bare-knuckle boxer. And during the interview, this also happened today, or in the last 24 hours, he threw his water bottle at the guy's stomach. Mm-hmm. The guy reacted by throwing his microphone at Logan Paul's head, cutting him open, blood going everywhere. And Logan Paul, the question is like, is he going to fight now? And he says he's still going to fight. But the point is, that did exactly what Logan Paul wanted it to do. Everyone is now talking about, will he fight, won't he fight, which means there will be more eyeballs on the fight. Like,
this is such incredible insight on these people's behalfs. I don't even, I can't even explain. Let's take a break. I'll try and wrap my head around exactly what's going on. I also want to find a specific part of this video. We might fast forward for the sake of clarity. Right. So we don't have to get through this part of the bullshit. We'll go to some other part of the bullshit where they actually talk about relationships. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
What? Oh, hi, it's Christina again, here to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com for all things audio, video, and TCBDO. Give us a follow on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And guess what? We have a new phone number. I know what you're thinking, but I promise this is the last TCB phone number you will ever have to remember. So call us and leave us a voicemail or text us at 212-433-3TCB. Once more for the people in the back, that's 212-433-3TCB. Oh, and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's all for now. Let's listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
All right, we're back and we are talking, we are listening to the podcast made by Adam the Liar Lyons. It's called Ask the Dating Coach. For the first 7 minutes of this video, they talked about, for whatever reason, the Will Smith situation. This is recorded back in December, I think, actually, December of 2023. But I'm not interested in hearing any more of his pontification about how Will slapping Chris Rock live on air is somehow his wife's fault. I don't understand how that what that's all about. But that's typical thinking from Adam the Lion. Yes. It's all women's fault. It's all their problem, and they're to be manipulated and figured out by him, the man. So now let's get to the actual dating advice part of this, which I think is much more funny and probably more pertinent to the commercial break. So here we're going to pick up where they're talking about picking up women and the necessity to create drama around a situation so that women act more quickly. It's fucking crazy.
Bought all the stuff for it. You know, it literally cost like $300 because action figures. And I set it all up on the living room floor in front of her while she was reading a book. And I'm just like taking pictures, knowing that she's a professional photographer. Took like 20 minutes before she told me what I was doing wrong. 30 minutes later, she's now in there with me, helping me take pictures.
Step aside. That's
yeah, exactly,
it's,
right?
It's not how you do it.
Yeah, no. I'm like, no, I got this. I'm pretty sure if I turn all the lights off, it looks better. It's like, no, you idiot. Like, you know, but that's the point. I would rather do that then sit next to her reading a book, fast forward 6 weeks, and she says all we do is sit on the sofa and read books.
Oh, what? So you want to play with your figurines?
Didn't he say something similar to this in another video that we watched? It was about how he had his friend come over, and he would act like he was going to clean. And then she would say, no, you're not doing it right. And then she would just do it.
He manipulated her into doing things that he wanted to do. And so that's what he's doing now with his current wife, which sounds super healthy. I'm no therapist, but I'm gonna pick up pointers from him.
That's brilliant. You know, that really validates. This is interesting.
Okay.
Because not too long ago, I was in the middle of a coaching session, and the person's request that day was, I want to be more like, let's say somebody like Adam Lyons.
Okay.
Go, well, you know, ooh, I just happen to know Adam Lyons, and
they really said that?
Genuinely, yeah.
Oh, cool. In my mind, I just said that right now when I made it up. And no one said that. I want to be more like Adam Lyons.
Genuinely, I thought, okay.
What a coincidence.
What would be a characteristic of Adam that would assist this gentleman? I said, you know, Adam is very forward in his thinking. It's very growth-oriented. I don't ever...
Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Copernicus, Adam Lyons. These are forward-thinking people. Yeah.
All you not stating something forward, a solution. You're a beautiful, extreme example of solution-oriented thinking.
Thank you.
Goal, forward. And that's what I suggested to the person.
Nice. Thanks.
Now, I love it brings up the interesting element of, first, how could a person gauge the level of drama of the other person? That would be essential. And I know it's not easy. I often hear people say, how do you know if a person is overly dramatic or not? And here, like a side note for me.
If you show up on Ask the Dating Coach, it's likely your drama switch is stuck at 11.
Fine, you know. You mentioned age before. I'm 55 years old.
No, you're not. Stop that. That's bullshit. That is bullshit.
Yeah, he's got to be older.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heading to 56. So it's an interesting age. It's like the age of transcendence.
It's the age where you should not be wearing that hairstyle. I'll say that.
It's the age where you should not be a pickup artist. Tell that to Frankie B.
Still a pickup artist after married 5 times.
That's right.
Everything that I valued, that I sought so strongly, is now going to lead to like, okay, there's got to be more to it than all of that. And I was really moved by the thinking of Carl Jung.
Yep. Yeah. Carl Jung.
Wow.
I did not expect
that yeah.
from Kelvin, from a man child who still wears a 3.5 foot high red mohawk.
Yeah.
All without knowing it, caught in a debate. And every day, all the clients that I help, they caught in a debate. Should I text her again? Should I not? Should I stay with her? Should I not? Should I go with multiples? Should I just...
should I go with multiples? I can guarantee you, anybody who's showing up to Kelvin's class is not having an opportunity to go with multiples. What are you doing? Hitting on
Dream
twins?
Big.
Yeah. Should I go for that, for the quintuplets over there, or should I just stick with one woman? I don't know.
Or not. So two things. And your own personal debate. I mean, it's fascinating if we have an interesting debate like now. That's one thing.
Yeah.
If we, let's say, you know, man, this is an interesting area. Should I relocate? Should I not? Let's think about it. But that constant, like, should I this, should I that, if we don't pay attention to it, it's subtle.
Yeah,
and
it's wasted
I think
energy.
That's part of the trigger that yeah. creates that. We want out of it. I don't want that debate anymore.
I don't want his tongue down my throat anymore.
Oh, God.
It's these little things back and forth, these little decisions. Don't worry about it. Just let my tongue flow down the back of your throat. Let my silky, smooth saliva intermingle with yours as I lick the roof of your mouth with my leathery tongue.
Yuck.
Will you be my sixth wife?
Every day, and if I resolve an aspect of the debate, there's going to be another one. So a higher solution is forward thinking like you guys. Beautiful.
I love it. Yeah.
And then personally, at a pickup standpoint, you know, let's see, you having a little interaction to channel the drama instead of having the debate on the inside. Should I text her? Should I not? Text her a debate. I'm a champion of that. I will present those little debates, okay? Like
text
a question.
Her a debate?
Oh, that's all I wanted from Kelvin. I am trying to decide whether to picture your nipples while I am whacking off my 67-year-old cock.
What do you think?
What is your opinion?
Like, oh my God, I'm going to Austin, Texas. Do I stay 2 nights or 3 nights? Help! And they're on right away. As a woman,
help.
I'm going to Austin, Texas. Should I stay
two nights or three nights?
Help.
Yes, help.
That's part of the pickup game?
Because I don't have a place to stay. So it's really up to you. Exactly. What's your address? I have no specific purpose for going to Austin except your pussy. So you tell me, two nights. How many nights can you take me?
Okay, most women would agree. They don't want it. So you got to channel the drama. And I'm inspired. Like, I feel it. Your presence is that. Look,
I love this.
Hanging your on the world. Essence.
Your essence.
I feel it.
Just look at that guy.
Adam.
Look at Adam. He's so happy. He's so happy. His grandpa came home to teach him the wisdom of his ways. It's like young Skywalker has just met Yodot, as my kid would say, Yodot. This is ultimately useless information and a completely nonsensical debate. But okay, let's keep rolling.
You're saying give the woman you're dating like options? Is that what you were saying?
So what do you...
Oh, yeah, go fast. I think I'm like,
and indecisiveness. And I always tell our coaching clients too on the phone, be like, hey, well, you know, like, do you want to proceed signing up? Be like, oh, no, let me think about it for a week. I'm like, what are you going to think about for a week? Oh, my God. I need to look at my finance. I'm like, for a week? You know, like, oh, my... All you're doing is robbing time from yourself.
So she's going for the hard sell.
I know.
She's with the like, coaching sessions is what she's saying.
What do you have to think about?
What money?
No, let's take a look at your finances right now. FaceTime me. Let me look at Wells Fargo.
Just give me your Social Security number.
Yeah, what is your Social Security number? What's that credit card number? I'll see. If it goes through, your finances are fine. Don't worry about it. $7,000 for next coaching class.
Either right. Yes.
I thought I was with Adam. He's busy. Don't worry about it. I'm just as good.
Or a no, but decide, right? Mm. If it's a no, that you can be a no and go do something else. If it's a yes, let's go, right? But I'm going to think about it for a week or a month. I'm like, oh, I let in. I'm like, 24 hours. Tomorrow you let me know. Otherwise, forget my name.
24 hours. Wow. You better give it up, buddy.
Wow. The Russian hammer. The hammer and the sickle coming right down on you. Look at that. That's why these Russians, they're smart business people. They don't get, they'll break your fucking twigs and berries if you don't answer them in 24 hours.
Yeah.
I love this. This is why I freaking love you, Vince, by the way. Like, everyone who's like never heard of Vince Kelvin, by the way, like, first of all, you're robbing yourself of looking at the guys that have paved the way for all the new people to come. But like,
paved the way?
The founding fathers
of female manipulation? Is that something to be proud of? How proud are you?
Paved the way.
Yeah. Listen. 3,000 years from now, when we're all long gone and the aliens come down and they start excavating and, you know, looking for, you know, signs of life and all that, they're going to find these stupid fucking videos and they are going to bounce off this planet knowing there was zero hope for anything to work
intelligence.
Out. Yeah, they're going to go, that's how far they got? In 50,000 years, that's how far they got? Adam the Lions?
There is so much wisdom in what he said, right? So much. Like, there are a lot of guys that, like, you know, don't be a fucking pussy. Like, just fucking make a decision, right? There are those kind of guys, like, or just fucking pick, right? Or just do the action. No, there's so much more power in, first of all, understanding debates are great, personal debates are terrible, right? Yeah. Which is the first thing that Vince said, which I agree with 100%. I'm exactly the same. Any minute I am having an internal discussion, and I'd never even voiced it until you said it, by the way. So that's fabulous. That needs
that's
to
fabulous, Vince.
And really
fabulous.
Pulling out, yeah. You know, all the elements of Adam.
He's just like the Chris Rock slap. He's dissecting every moment, Chrissy. He's pulling out all the nuggets.
I know.
He's giving it to us in completely incoherent, digestible bites.
End straight away, and I do.
How do you end it, though?
So we'll get there. He gave a solution. One is make the debate an opportunity to talk to another woman. Send the debate to her and let her deal with it.
It's her problem now, right?
Yeah.
She will decide whether he's staying two nights or three nights. You know, it's up to her.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Your problem now. Should you send me $4,000 for my trip to Austin or not? Your debate. Your problem.
Throwing it to you.
Or send me $5,000 and I won't come to Austin. Your debate. Now you take care of it, okay? I'll be here. Kelvin, peace out. Kelvin out.
Right? It's kind of like the idea of like the guy that tossed a coin to make decisions or rolled a dice to make decisions, right?
Yeah.
Or always just said yes. Like in his situation, he's saying always just ask another woman. What a great opportunity to continue a conversation. Go on a dating app and just send it to, hey, I'm flying to Austin tomorrow. I don't know if I'm staying two or three nights. Can you pick for me? Right? Like, and you send that to 200
women. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. We've come up with all the solutions.
What a tactic.
We're paving the way for the future ahead of us. What a tactic. I bet you have at least 300 douchebags out there that are trolling Tinder, just throwing out questions.
Yeah.
I have to pee. Should I go or not? Your problem. Your issue. Kelvin out.
Imagine, like, hey, what's up? Happy Wednesday.
Oh, that's
I'm flying to Austin.
Fun.
Yeah,
right?
Do I stay for two nights or three?
Happy
like, what?
Wednesday. Oh my God.
I love it. I think this is so fascinating how these douche canoozles think.
Yeah, actually, I was responded too, like thinking about it, right?
But I still don't know if I should stay two or three nights.
Yeah. But.
That other guy who they basically tossed to the side.
And he's got this weird laugh and he keeps...
The single guy?
Yeah, the single guy. They don't even have the camera on him.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, you can see how important he is to Adam. Not important.
Well, you gotta write down all the answers, compare who's who, you know, who's won.
He is staring directly at her tits. Do you see that?
Yes.
The guy that we don't even know his name because he hasn't been introduced yet. On the left-hand side of the panel, there's four of them sitting from left to right, obviously. There's a single guy who is young, you know, good-looking dude. He's talked a little bit here, but then the wife of Adam, and then this guy, Kelvin, with the crazy haircut and whatever, crazy outfit. But the guy on the far left, we just, you know, I paused the video so that Chrissy and I could, you know, be as dumb as possible. And he is staring directly at Adam's wife's tits. Yes. It's so obvious.
Which one's
still one staring. Of the like most misunderstood steps I took was a program called God Given Game. And
Triple G, what up, Triple G? Represent from the house, Austin, Texas, 203 nights. What up?
Right there, it would be easy, and I love that I can easily be misread. It's a little bit like of the final frontier. But I'm all about core healing for both men and women. And in that program, what I wanted to utter that was totally misunderstood, God-given game would be, it's already there. If let's say, I don't know what to say, that's what I should say. I don't know what to say, but you grab my attention. Then I realize that I'm not really comfortable and... Forgive me, but I'm not really comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Let me have verbal diarrhea all over you, because that'll make me feel better about myself, right? I think we might have to dig a little further into this. Now I'm finally starting to have fun. The first couple of minutes, I was like, oh, this isn't what I wanted to do.
And that's all you have to say, Brian. Just say that out loud.
I did. You know? I said, let me take a break and we'll find out the interesting part of this video. Sorry for those of you that suffered during the second segment of the show. We promise we'll give you more tomorrow or whenever, next week, next Wednesday, whatever it is, because that's what we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is give you more content. Hey, listen, I wanted to mention that you can listen to us now on the Odyssey app. Download that app, favorites, local radio stations, streaming music, and, of course, the Commercial Break podcast, along with a lot of great others, any podcast, really, you can get on the Odyssey app. But download it onto your phone, your tablet, or listen on your desktop at odyssey.com. That's A-U-D-A-C-E, Odyssey. They're the new home of the Commercial Break. They're our network. They are lovely. We just love them. Kisses and hugs to all our friends over there. And after you visit the Odyssey app, go to the TCB podcast app, listen, or TCBpodcast.com. Listen a second time on our homepage or watch all the videos, all the audio, all the video.
All the places.
All the places. All the places you can get this silly little show. But if you go to the website, all the audio, all the video, and find out more about the show, you can also get your free TCB bumper sticker available by going to the Contact Us button, drop-down menu, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address. We will send it off. Now, do you want to be one of the people, besides the Paul Shears, Neil Brennan's, and Margaret Cho's of the world, who talk on the commercial break? Because I do most of the air filling here. Chrissy can't get in a word in edgewise. But if you want to try, we'll have you on, and then we can see who talks more. You can do that by texting us, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822, toll-free from anywhere in the world. Text us or leave us a voicemail. Tell us what you want to come on the show about. You know, ask TCB's advice. You have a question, a comment, a concern, a story, whatever it is. Let us know you want to be on, and we'll tell you how to get there. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. All right, Chrissy, I do believe that's all I will do today.
I think so.
But I know I'll see you tomorrow, so I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Get out.